And if there is, believe me, I will let you guys know. Because at this point in time, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to, since I already have my Amiflon, and I would like to get it set up. And if the newer one takes care of some issues, I would be even happier. Until the other one comes out, that would make me very happy. So as soon as I find out anything, I'll let you guys know immediately. Get his rear to the mic. Who cares if he's tired?
Oh, McEwen's.
Oh.
You saw me?
Well, he said Bosari earlier. SGRICQ. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. Slip it again. You know, I sat over here with my hand on this thing the whole time. Nothing. Take my hand. Why not? Oh, Cam 1 is pointed at the Amiga 1 as we speak, or as I speak. The Wolf Cam. Oh. Cam 1 is the Wolf Cam. Cam 2 is the... What's Cam 2? Right now, Cam 2 is the Blimp Cam, although he is magically working on it. You know, now that I think about it, SCRICQ, I don't think we want anybody's rear on the mic. Think about it.
Get his rear to the...
Oh, Lord. We have 62 listeners. That's pretty good. Is Lost Man still on here? Oh,
61. Done enough laps.
Yeah, enough laps for a day. Oh, yeah, the blimp was misbehaving and it was attacking people, so look what they did to it now. They sent it to its corner and made it go to bed. They covered it up. Bad blimp.
The dunce cam.
Okay, remember to ask McCune if he plans on going on Tech TV anymore. Wasn't that cool? I got to see that. Actually, John recorded it for the rest of us. I love Tech TV. I am a Tech TV addict. That's all there is to it. Did anybody see the show where they had the little, the what? Yeah, but it was like it was just the card and it had the boing ball on it, the media card. Just when I think I'm starting to understand technical lingo, he comes up with new stuff.
It was into the net. I mean, it's set up for it, but I just couldn't get... He was supposed to get the directions on how to turn on the Ethernet. You could ask him. Right near us.
In answer to your earlier response, Grack, about being an Amiga fan, let me tell you something. I'm just now learning about other platforms. Now I know why the Amiga is so incredible. Believe me. Where is Lost Man? Is he still on there?
What do they mean? Removes the channel ad? It kills the whole queue processing?
Where?
Point
at it. What message?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Or is he talking? Oh, maybe he's talking to somebody else. Oh, okay.
Okay,
whichever cam is the one on the right, that is the one I meant.
The one on the right?
But that's a different person.
Right. Took him out of the window. Oh, no, that's not.
See where it says text zero? Other mouse. Click on that string.
This here?
Yeah. And clear that out. With the other keyboard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then hit enter. And then click in the other window. The other little string down there. And then hit enter again. Thanks. Someone just wrote us back.
Somebody what? Wonder who that is. Bad blimp. What you gonna do when the blimps come for you? Bad blimp. Oh my God, that was awful. Yep, it sure does. Tech TV, that is. Screensavers, I like all of those guys. It's really cool. Good show. Uh-oh, we're getting ready for a raffle again. What is he say? I'm not understanding this over here. Oh. See, part of these windows are not showing, so I'm not reading a lot of these messages. I apologize for that. What OS is running on the A1? The Amiga 1. Yellow Dog Linux is running on the Amiga 1 that you're referring to. Yo, C-Dub.
Did you get that from the computer? The directions on how to open
it? Yes, I am the one in red. I am the lady in red. I have red tennis shoes, too, but they don't have Boeings on them. Hold on, let me see if you can get a picture of my tennis shoes. Hold on.
Is that camera live? Tennis shoes.
Okay, we just had some pictures taken of my snazzy tennis shoes and my snazzy pin that has a Boeing ball on it. And by the way, that little Boeing ball has been on this pin ever since I got it from Petro at the very first Amiga show I ever went to, and that was like 5 years ago in St. Louis when they did the Blues Brothers thing, and I believe Hammer D was there. There was a whole bunch of all the... people from Number Amiga was on there. Oh, it was a blast. I would love to see that happen again. What's for lunch?
Boy and meatballs.
Oh, Lord. Ah, did you hear that? Okay, they're about to do a raffle, and after the raffle, he just made the announcement that Bill McEwen and Todd Gustafson of Extreme Computing are going to make a presentation. Ooh, that sounds kind of good. Now, if you all remember last year when the presentation was made, that Bill McEwen pulled out the laptop and it was running the Amithlon and everybody almost fell on the floor. So, if that could top, this could top last year's, we're in business, people.
Is there a copy of the Bohus and Bob show
online somewhere?
Not online.
Oh, and it wasn't filmed. I mean, it was. I took some pictures.
Nope. Nobody. I don't think anybody videoed it. That would have been pretty funny, huh? Well, they're going to do the lottery. Not lottery.
Thank you.
They're going to do the raffle. And then after the raffle, and the raffles generally take, what, 5-10 minutes? So let's say within 15-20 minutes? Hopefully. That was not a white bingo marker. That was a red and white boing ball. And it's on a little pin that looks like a computer with a little hanging mouse. Sprocket, I was going to buy a pair of those too. But they never did get them in my size. So I found these and I said, well, next best thing. I'm thinking of painting little stripes on it so it looks like a little boing ball. He is going to be at the banquet.
Cams are down again? You said cams are down?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're checking on the cams.
Oh.
They're back up again. Yes, he is in the building. Here we go, raffle. See, now I'm right. When he's done with the raffle, Bill and Todd are supposed to get up there and make a presentation. I'll try to shut up so you can hear it, but if there's something you can't hear, you could write and then I'll type back at you.
What?
Oh, I sure hope they pick my number for the big winner.
Ooh, I'd like to win that. Oh, no, maybe.
The number is 2219.
Ooh, they got to 22. I'm 22. 43. Oh, that one failed.
I'm surprised I remember anybody's name anymore. Jesus.
25.
He may do that weird Amy, like he did on Tech TV.
Here.
Yep, we're here. But they're doing the raffle right now, so I'm trying not to be real loud. My voice does carry. Lost Man, you're back. Stick with us because they're going to be doing something, a presentation after they're done with the raffle. Final one. We're getting close, folks. Okay. Oh. You got it working, though. AA, Megan's Anonymous. Oh, boy. Is this anyone there? Yes, we're here. Moss.
I wish we were set up to get pictures of some of the prizes. The last prize, the T-shirt on the back, says, "Piss off, I'm coding."
Oh, that's cool. I would have liked that. No, I wouldn't. I don't code.
Well, the thought that counts.
That's true. That's true. Oh, yeah, I want to sign that card. What's up? Lost Man. I just told Florence, you're laughing.
Let me find out. Get over Brian. He's up there. Find out.
Who's that?
Nothing here at all. With graph page.
No. They're sent left somewhere out there.
How did you turn that?
Yeah, they took the thing. They took the part up. I better do it. I think Jim is doing it for boys.
What's up? Lost Man, it's all been nice. I've been saying how much we miss you. Lodos War. Is that how you say your name? Anyway, it is hard. Oh, he's got a call. We have a live call. Somebody's on their way here.
Who is it? Oh, cool.
Tech Mage's brother is coming to join us.
Is that where he lives? I thought he lived close to you. Oh, wow. So you got a big, newer house? A bigger, newer? Oh, awesome. How wonderful. Oh, do they have a creek here? Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Do you guys look like brothers? Oh, cool. Is he as crazy as you? No. More reserved? No, crazier. Uh-oh. No. Oh, boy.
I know.
Did
I got some. What does this one say? Are the cams filming the back of the same guy?
Yeah, he's trying to fix it. Now he pointed it to another guy. No. I don't know. We can ask Jerry, but I think Bill. Here he is. He's in the house. Bill and Todd are here, and they're going to make the presentation. So I'm going to point the mic to see if you guys can hear. No?
Well, enjoy whatever you have to say. That's not a big hand for these two gentlemen.
Okay, signing out, and I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh, just straight form on this very nice job.
Yeah.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Did you actually wear all that?
Check
out. Wait here.
No, sir, he said.
Properly.
But there is exciting stuff going on. I see on the schedule that you guys like to learn a little bit about OS 4 and Amiga 1 at this time. I'll go ahead and dive into that. But the biggest question that, of course, everybody has is, okay, what the blank is taking so long? I mean, it was like 2 years ago you told us this was going to happen. And the reality is the product has changed dramatically from what we thought, what we planned, and what you're going to get. In the end, you're going to be much more happy with what you're going to receive. The reality is, when we launched the Amiga 1, it was with the understanding it was going to be a brand new, customized, only for us board, designed by a team of folks in Germany. I sent our VP of engineering back there to test it all. He literally came back and told me, he said, this box is never going to fly. This thing's never going to work. Alan and his team got different reports, so they kept saying, no, we're going to keep going. And a lot of cash went into some folks' hands in Germany. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars went to a board that's never going to exist. That product never worked, not going to work. And so we had to regroup and try to figure out exactly what we can do, because we believe there is a viable market out there for a new Amiga desktop computer and a hardware design that can also transfer into some other areas. And I'll talk a little bit about that tonight on other interested parties, other places where we see the Amiga fitting quite well. And so we came up with a whole new plan of going out and attaching to, talking to, and working with vendors who are already making that hardware. That's your delay on the hardware side. We went from doing something completely custom that's never worked to giving you something that works, that now we'll take and make better. So that's the story of Amiga 1. Now with OS 4, is you can follow the path. Simply put, originally OS 4, for all intents and purposes, was simply an emulator running on PowerPC, but with some other additional features, etc., that would make it a more robust package. Well, with the delay in the Amiga 1, we had the opportunity to go back, reevaluate, and really take a look at what to do, what can happen, etc., with OS 4. So, since there's no way I'm going to get this all right, I have this lovely little list of everything that's in OS 4. And tonight I'll be sharing with you guys some new screenshots, showing you some of the flexibility of the user interface, the customizability of the product, etc. I will say that OS 4 is now booting on the Amiga 1 system. It is coming up. It's getting some graphics. It already runs on CyberStorm cards and on... Mine just went blank. Pegasus. No. Blizzard. That's it. Blizzard. The other Blizzard card. I'm sorry. So we're running on those products now. We're moving to the Amiga 1 board. I've got a couple more changes on that, but everything is moving much faster. Now that we've got the hardware in place, it's moving along very well. So, what you get in the Amiga OS 4, and this will be all written down better than what I have here, the second generation exec. It is written all in 68K assembly and is being ported over to PowerPC. You're going to get a hardware extraction layer, virtual addressing for automatic stack enlargement, page-based memory handling, less fragmentation and more efficient, virtual memory, new library interface, resource tracking and management, optional memory protection, and WarpOS backward compatibility. That sounds good. But since we have more time and more fun, you get just-in-time 68K emulation. You have a PPC native TCP/IP stack and PPC drivers. You have a re-implementation of the Amiga file system. I think some of you guys have seen that, what Olaf's been doing on that, and it's out there for beta. Many of you guys are testing it now. You've got a PPC native CD file system with limited memory in your support. Use your CDRW as a floppy. You've got recovery and salvage tools for FFS2 and FFS. PPC native CD backup tools. And OS 4 will also include a simple tool which allows you to backup files by burning them to an ISO 9660 CD, which also allows for exchanging data between systems. Now, you guys can probably figure out why we had to put that in there, because that's what they're doing, right? So we're moving the data around, etc. So they're like, okay, let's make this real. So you got a PPC native RPG system, Picasso 96 version 3. PPC native Arist... Well, that's interesting. We haven't seen it before. But anyway, it's something good. Warp 3D, 3D driver support, OpenGL 1.3, Mesa 4.0. PPC native RCA system based on AHI with Sound Blaster Live drivers. PPC native GUI system, intuition and reaction, PPC native shell, PPC native version of AmiDocs, PPC native utility for archiving and de-archiving, SCSI drivers for onboard, SCSI controllers, Amiga input API for multimedia controller devices, USB stack, already adapted to the highway and subway hardware, PPC native data types, new HD toolbox, media toolbox, Support for TrueType, OpenType fonts, web browser, iBrowser 2.3, new ECCs for legacy applications, 3D printing of PDF files, PPC native rewrite of DOS libraries, PPC native movie player, actionless DivX, and MPEG 4 support. And then you've got a whole suite of PPC native devices, generic PPC native PCI library. Now, for the update, because I got this from Ben literally just before I left. So, most OS modules, including the kernel, are finished and being tested internally on by the OS 4 development team. Current work centers around intuition and reaction, 2D 3D drivers, the Amiga 1 BIOS, which I mentioned, additional kernel functionality, virtual addressing, page-based memory handling, and the integration of 68K emulation in the system. So what happened was, with the extra time, if you remember, some time ago we had 4.0, 4.2, etc. Basically, everything that was in 4.2 is now in 4.0. So it will be a standalone new OS that will run on PPC hardware. So that will allow us some flexibility, some growth opportunity, and some other fun things we haven't had before, because we were expecting that another year from now. So while a real big pain in the butt, the good news is that it's here, it's working, and all these other goodies are on their way. So we expect within the next 60 days that external testing will begin happening, so you guys can check it out. And here in the next few weeks, I expect to have a lot more information for you. We expect to have a machine in-house. We can begin testing ourselves. Now, real quick, there's a lot of buzz and all kinds of fun, I would say, attacks, but some interesting volleys going on out there about Amy Flan. Amy Flan 2.0 is 100% legal. It is 100% signed, and they have a license from us. The other guys don't. They never signed their license. A year after them shipping their product, we have yet to receive any royalties due us. And they are the ones who have illegal copies out there. I want to make it very clear that no matter what you hear out there, the reality is they don't have a license. Bernie Meyer does. So all copies of Amy Flan 2.0 are absolutely legal. Now, we probably will do a name change because, to be honest, I don't like the name Amy Flan. But there will, that is the only change you'll see there. We plan on doing all kinds of stuff with him in the future. So beyond what you read out there on the boards and the nonsense and people wanting to throw a bunch of crap up and see what sticks, the reality is they don't have a license. They haven't had a license. And unfortunately, now we have to go the ugly route, even though we've been trying for over a year to get it cleaned up the nice way. So, Amy Flan's legal, and they're not. So, enjoy Amy Flan if you want to do something on x86. And we'll have some other stuff going after that, and you'll see some more announcements tonight. Who's going to be at the dinner? Okay. Will other people be able to hear and see the announcements? I'm looking around the room.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Those who are not at the dinner, I want to make sure that they can hear also what's going to be going on. So we have a lot of fun stuff that's real to show you, share with you, and let you have some fun with it and some play with some of the toys I brought. So we're going to hear what's happened last year. It's been an interesting one, I'll tell you that much. Between heart attacks and divorce accidents and motorcycle wrecks and all kinds of fun stuff you guys will hear. We do have videos somehow, some of the stuff. And it's going to be an exciting year coming forward, so I look forward to seeing all of you. Are there any questions I can answer now? No, great. Okay, good. All right. Anyway, say hello to John. Say hello to John. There's John Harris. I'm going to say hello to John. I'm going to be showing off some of his stuff tonight. He hasn't even seen it yet, so good news for him. Yeah, and he hasn't seen his stuff on my hardware, so it's upstairs in the hotel room, so he'll get to go take a look at that in a minute. Thank you to everybody at SAC. Amy West was the first time, 1997, I was ever, you know, thrust upon you. Because nobody else was going to come, so they sent me. This is still a great joy for me to be here, even though it is, like, hotter than the surface of the sun. I appreciate it, and please go about, have a great time. I'm here. I have to disappear for a little bit to finish my presentation for tonight, and then we'll get back and see everybody later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. That was cool. That was beyond cool. And you know me, I am so damn honest, it's disgusting. I have real good vibes about this one. Okay, here we go. He said all the stuff that was going to be on 4.0, that it was going to be a real OS, and they're going to have pictures tonight. Bill is going to try his damnedest to get this to be a live feed because they have a lot of good announcements. And Amithlon is legal. They have... Yeah, Bernie Meyer, Amithlon 2.
Has a license.
That's all we're going to say. And then he's going to make the rest of the announcements tonight. Tech's brother just arrived. Anyway, that's about it. But tonight we will have big stuff from the show, I'm sure. There's just a show like a, you know, just to see pictures and like a presentation. He's got a whole thing, and he said it's going to be all good news, and we'll be real happy to see it.
Did you get that announcement about everything that's supposed to be?
No, that's too hard to remember it all. Here we go. He's going to try to remember all the stuff that was announced.
Well, not everything, but specifically everything that was supposed to be in 4.1 and 4.2 is, in fact, it's been announced by Bill McCune, it is in 4.0, which is fantastic.
Amithlon, sorry. Just a minute. Here's Bill.
I just talked to Bill McCune. He's going to head over here as soon as he can. So let me do what I need to do.
Yeah. Oh, man, we can get some real questions, huh? Should we get John over here?